Father Pat, it's that time of year again when we start looking at the annual novena here in Newbridge. So tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's that time of year again. It's a little bit earlier again this year because last year, because of the lateness of Easter, we changed back and started on the first Monday in Lent. And it was so successful and it went down so well that we've decided to run with the novena again during Lent and for a couple of weeks after Easter this year. So the novena begins this Monday night, tomorrow evening at the 27th of February at 7:30 in St. Connet's Church. And it runs for the five nights of Lent, and five Monday nights of Lent, that is. And there's a break then on the Easter Monday. It continues after Easter for another four nights. So again, we have a whole range of speakers coming to address us. And the theme for the novena this year is Christ has no body now but yours. And it's taken from that famous prayer by St. Teresa of Avila. And it's hoped that it'll give our guest speakers in some way a chance to address living daily Eucharist in our lives. And it's in relation to the Eucharistic Congress that will take place, that we're all familiar with now, that will be taking place in Dublin later on in June of this year. And it's hopefully going to draw a bit of attention to that. You see, when many people think about Eucharist, they think about what we celebrate in church and Mass, in the church at Mass. But Eucharist is meant to be lived. We're meant to become what we receive. So hopefully the novena will address Eucharist from that angle.
The theme was chosen specifically with the Eucharistic Congress in sight in just 4 months' time.
That's right, yeah, that's it. So hopefully it'll do something to highlight the Eucharistic Congress, a very important event in our country, taking place in our country this year. So that's the hope as well, to bring that into to the novena.
And of course the theme for the Eucharistic Congress is in communion with Christ and with one another, and there that sort of focuses on what you were talking about there, that we are meant to become what we receive, and it doesn't just stop at the church door. Yeah. So you mentioned that you have a whole range of speakers, you've nine nights to fill, always probably challenging to be coming up with new ideas. So just give us a flavour of who you have.
We kick off this Monday night with Father Brian Shortall, who's a Capuchin priest in Dublin, and he has been involved in hospital chaplaincy and a number of other things, and he's very much involved in preaching at speaking at novenas as well. So he'd be a very good start to our novena. So the following Monday night then we have Mara Printer coming to us from the Grandparents Association. She was made president of the association just last year. And Mara is a retired school teacher and she's originally from Scotland, so I'm sure she'll have something interesting to say to us as well. Then the following week we have Jim Stowe, and Jim is going to be very interesting as well because Jim is a local man here in Newbridge who is preparing for permanent diaconate. So he's going to speak about that and give us a little insight maybe into what permanent diaconate is about and maybe share some of his own reflections and thoughts with us. Then the following week on the 19th of March we have the famous footballer Ger Brennan coming to us, and Ger is a person of deep faith, and he has been involved in the organisation of the Eucharistic Congress, and Ger is also a teacher, so we very much look forward to having him. And then the following week we have Father Kevin O'Rourke, who's a Jesuit priest. And then just to highlight, on the 2nd of April, that's the week of Holy Week, the Monday of Holy Week that is, we have Father John Harris, who's a Dominican priest, and he's coming. And on that night, just like last year, we're having a special penitential night in preparation for Easter. So it'll be an opportunity to avail of the sacrament of penance. And then the following couple of weeks, then we have John Monaghan, who's the National Vice President of St. Vincent de Paul. I'm sure John, in the times that are in it, will have some interesting stories to tell us as well. And Ned Pendergast, who is the director of faith development for Kesht. And Kesht is a trustee body for the voluntary secondary schools of a number of religious congregations.
Now, that's a huge range of speakers, and I think there's something there that will suit everybody. Plenty of food for thought when you look at St. Vincent de Paul. The final night of the novena is given over to the youth group. Tell me a little bit about that.
The final night of the novena is given over to the youth group, and the youth group will host that evening, and we're hoping that we'll attract a large number of young people that night. We want as many young people to come along on that night as possible, especially maybe young people who are preparing for examinations. As for the guest speaker, the young people are still deciding. They have two or three names. names that they're juggling with, and I'm sure I'm putting pressure on them now to finalise it. So it'll be a great night, as always is, and the young people love to host that night of the novena.
I think that's really important as well. To a lot of people say, oh, the young people are the future of the church, but they're not. They're very much the present tense of the church.
Oh, they are. They definitely are. They're the present people of the church today. And like, I very much encourage like the young people here in Newbridge. We have a youth group here that meet on a Thursday night in the parish centre every Thursday night at 8 p.m. And I very much encourage that group to very much become involved in their church, and also like not to sit on the sideline and say like, you know, take what's given, but to have a voice, to put their voice in there, and it's the young people who will bring about eventual change in the church, the change that needs to be for their generation.
Now, Pat, it's a huge amount of work every year, I would imagine, organising the novena, and the church is always packed, its capacity every night of the novena. I just wanted to ask you, Newbridge obviously has a huge commitment to the novena. Why do you think people continue to come?
Well, I think people continue to come because they have a need for prayer in their lives. In these times, in the times that are in it, and sadly in Ireland, like, you know, there's an awful lot of people going through very difficult times, and like not just financially, but health-wise and all the rest of it. And especially those people come along to the novena. I know of people that really probably wouldn't be regular practices of their faith throughout the year, but definitely they wouldn't miss a night at the novena. So like, they come along with a special maybe intention in mind, or like that they need to pray for, and pray for over the nine nights of the novena for what's troubling them at that stage, at this stage in their lives.
And the intentions play a very big part of each of the masses, because as well as the guest speaker, that's all in the context of celebration of the Eucharist, isn't it?
Well, the intentions is like the people's intentions is a very big part in the novena, and it's for that each novena mass is offered up for the people's intentions, and the people's intentions are prayed for at each mass, and some of them are read out, and we give people the opportunity of, in each of the churches here in Newbridge, we have a special post box provided in each of the churches for people, and novena slips to write out their petitions on to post them as well, so to write them out and post them, and we read out over the course of the novena, we read a lot of them out and pray for them.
It all starts off tomorrow night in the parish church in Newbridge, and all the information is on the website. So
just the details of the novena, just to give them to you again, it starts off tomorrow night on Monday the 27th of February at 7:30 in St. Connaught's Church in Newbridge, and it continues each Monday night for Lent. Then on the Easter Monday, there's a break, the Bank Holiday Monday, there's a break there. And then it continues for another 4 nights, from the 2nd of April till the 30th of April. It finishes up on the 30th of April with the special youth night.